Welcome to Serial Podcast 9, a podcast about cars mostly, and drifting, and trips to go drifting, movies maybe, car shows, wheels, suspension components, like the premium suspension components found at SerialMine.com. You'll also find fully sick shift knobs, limited run custom steering wheels, bushings, hats, shirts, and much more. Get yours now at SerialMine.com. You're likely also to hear about buying and selling weird JDM cars, scooters, Tesla peasants, fully sick wheel fitment, BMW headliners, power window and blinker speeds, beers, cameras, and probably some dad jokes starring Gerard D. Don't Ask Dumb Questions Peralta, Kevin Tire Pressure Problems Peterson, and the host with the most percentage of beer, Ryan, bring me my craft beer Benoit.
Okay, so welcome to Serial Podcast 9. I'm Gerard, and we have our other two hosts today, and their names are
Ryan Benoit and Kevin Peterson.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so that's awesome. Thanks for joining us today on Serial Podcast 9. So today we have an exciting topic for you. It's going to be...
Well, first of all, welcome to Serial Podcast 9. Today on the podcast, we're going to talk about a few things.
We can't talk about Final Bout. We can talk about anything we want. It's our podcast.
Yeah. It is true. We
could it's talk my about podcast, anything. And I talk about talk what about I want, to.
And that could be our new intro if you want it, and if you guys could do it in sync. Kevin's new-ish car.
I know Kevin just talked the whole time last time, but yeah, that is a good topic because it's definitely related, and it's, but yes. Gerard could also talk.
Let's talk about it.
Or, if you want... We could really get into that video that we dissected today in our group chat. And by we, I mean me, went off about a video that Gerard said.
No,
you don't want to talk about it?
It's okay. I understand.
I did what Gerard does to cars. Oh, I don't know.
It's funny because I said that too.
He did, yes.
It was a very Gerard answer? Like,
yes.
I should have.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a Gerard about a video. Essentially, Gerard and I, like, Freaky Friday'd, or we parent trapped. And he was like, hey, look at this fun video. And then I was like, no. And then I proceeded to rip into
Tell
it.
Tell me how it sucked.
He was just and like.
I started crying.
Yeah.
He and was I told my mom.
Lighthearted. Yeah.
But I wrote this long thing and you just sent me like an I don't know emoji. I was like, cool.
Well, it's because my feelings were so hurt and I'd already cried about it and I didn't want to like talk about it anymore for fear of getting further hurt. So
I'm just surprised you liked that car as all. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I think it looks sick. I don't have to like the parts are on it. The cars, the wheels are sick.
Was all ripped up.
I mean, fuck the interior. Obviously, the interior is shit. It's just stock gross.
We don't need to say that the type of car that it is, because I don't want to, in case, what if it so happens that the person figures out that I don't like their video.
Okay.
And that they are listening to, and they are so happen to listen to the podcast. And they're like, wait a minute.
I mean, I just like that it's low. It's green. It has the wheels I like. They're not the exact wheels I like, but the style of wheel I like.
When I watched the video, my analogy was it would be like me leaving Vancouver and driving to Saskatchewan to go see the mountains. That's what it felt like. You don't get it. And now I get to explain it.
I don't want to get into the video too much. I was just like, hey, like the first 3 minutes of this video is pretty exciting. Like I honestly, the 11 minutes, it was too much. And like the car, it had shitty parts on it, whatever. But like the way it was like set up and how he's just talking and it had a decent mic and like it panned over the wheels and stuff. I thought that was cool. And it was very simple. It wasn't like, didn't need like a lot of like extra shit. It just was, but don't go too deep. Just to say your thing, but just, I don't want to talk about it for 30 minutes or something. You know what I mean?
We're not going to talk about it for 30 minutes.
Oh, you'd be surprised how easy we could do that.
We've already talked about it for 10 so far.
Yeah, exactly.
I had to cut around a lot of stuff. no, it was, it's like, I clicked on that video and I started watching it, and this is a testament to our friendship. The only reason I kept watching it is because you told me, you sent it, and I kept being like, it's going to pay off. Something dope's going to happen, and nothing dope happened. And then my analogy is I've been around so many cool Toyota sedans, and they're in our backyard, and then to spend time watching a video about that particular sedan, I felt like it was just kind of like, what am I doing here? You know, like, it's how do you, there was nothing,
like,
to
imagine,
be learned.
If that was Kevin's car and everything was just slightly better, but the format was still the same.
We have that video, and it's a better video.
No,
yes, we
don't.
Do
our video is, it's complicated, Kevin. Our videos,
our
complicated,
video is the best.
And it's,
okay. It just hit 3K, and I love it. Also, it's way better. It's Kevin being charismatic under a car. If nobody, if you haven't watched Kevin doing the walk around of his Altezza, it's great. So many great Kevin lines in it.
I feel very like charismatic. I feel like, though, you are fully just putting the blinders on a bit here.
Yeah. No, I think, if I'm being honest, I think part of the reason why you, this is a controversial thing I'm about to say, part of the reason you might like it is, reminds me of the very, very old serial, like what you're talking about, the one that you like, reminds me of the very, very old Serial 9 videos where it's just like you guys sitting in front of your car talking about it. And I think there was a time and a place for that.
Ryan?
The sun has set on that. Yes, Kevin?
I'm just going to give you some quick numbers here, okay?
Okay.
The page that that video that we're talking about on has 300 subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
That video is 2 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
That video has 4,600 views.
I don't care.
So something, I mean, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't care,
then,
if you don't care,
you know what I mean? Like, no, the formula works.
So, like.
Yeah. Okay, but hear me out. Hear me out, because I did think about this. I saw how many views that video had, and I knew that was going to come up. But I know, and this is the thing, why I'm going to say
I only looked it up right now. I had no clue until literally right now.
I did, even when I commented on it, I knew. I did, Kevin, I did my homework.
I know you did your homework.
I do think, though, yeah, it's because it is very easy for the masses to get on. Or not even the masses. It's like easy
to
digest.
The car is fucking sick.
You know what? Here's what I'm going to say.
Like,
it's not sick. Get out of here. Okay. It has one cool part on it.
Listen.
And I'm not. And it's your part. No, I'm not.
Dude, you eat the dog food too much.
Huh?
You eat the dog food too much.
Yeah.
Like, you can't fuck. Yeah. You can't see out of the fucking Serial 9 tornado that you're in to see anything else. Like, that car.
That's not true.
For the least, that it's almost even sick that it has nothing done to it.
Yeah.
How the fuck does that car have nothing done to it? That's actually impressive.
It's because it's just wheels and an eBay lip and a, like, it's whatever.
How does it have
14
degrees of camber then?
Because it has one of your arms in the back, and some spindles and some other, like, Megan parts.
Okay.
I don't get behind that. Like, you know, it's fine.
Ryan.
I don't get behind.
Ryan, listen. That exact same car had full Serial 9 suspension, can you imagine that video? Can you imagine instead of that guy, it was me or Kevin?
I still.
And it was the exact same looking car. And it had Serial 9 parts.
I still probably wouldn't like the video. Because it doesn't do it for me.
What doesn't do it for you?
I thought that it was just kind of flat. It was not engaging for me.
Okay, I will give you that. I watched the video at 2x speed because it wasn't engaging
also,
enough
like,
for me.
Also, like, yes, it was too long. There were but like, you were like, oh, like, I felt like I was just learning about wheels. And it's like, that's cool, man. People don't know
about
fucking wheels. People don't have a clue what kind of wheels those are.
Anyway, it's just a stance.
Ryan, you're honestly...
It's fine.
I'm going to totally agree with Kevin on this. You're totally just being, like, super biased and, like, blinders on.
I'm honestly...
Like, I guarantee you
this,
that video, by the end of next week, will be past 10,000. Our car check video, in my opinion, is too complicated. It's too overprocessed. There's too much shit going on. This video is simple. People can understand it.
It's because there's nothing to understand. I that's like a level. That's like a level two suspension video, and you have to make level four suspension
videos. It's not a suspension video at all.
It's not, that's not even anything. Okay.
It's about the car.
Yeah.
I don't even. Okay. Again, I watched the video, and at the beginning, I was like, "Oh, that's a sick looking car." And then by the time he was done explaining the car, I was like, "Oh, okay." And that didn't do anything for me anymore. So it's not even about being in a tornado of Serial 9. It's the idea of
there's only one cool part on that whole car.
Yeah, so in the end, none of the wheels are
cool. None of the aero is cool. Like, not the
front lip sure shit isn't cool.
It's fine. It doesn't fucking matter. Now you're
talking about
Gerard's front lip was a fucking eBay lip.
Yeah,
man. Who cares?
After it was, and then the
other thing about the tornado is, what if that exact car had every single Serial 9 part in order to have that stance? And Gerard was talking about the car, like
you still said no.
So that to me means that like you're fucking fully just blind.
You're just
And if it was Gerard, okay, hang on. No, I'll say this: if it was Gerard being genuine Gerard in front of the car, talking about it, I would probably like the video. And then I would learn something. But the point of what I feel...
Not every video has to teach you. I mean, we understand. I like
to... But then I need to be entertained. And if I'm not entertained
Ryan, and maybe that's why our videos aren't hitting, because you're not the type of person that the 90% of the population are.
But how aren't our videos hitting? But you also have a simple video of a walk around of that car. Also, it could just Kevin's car.
It was like it was one of the weekly ones. It also didn't do good at all.
And like I said, what I did appreciate about that guy's video was he got the length right, because there's algorithms involved in this shit. And the video is longer than it needs to be
There you go. Yeah.
But honestly, Ryan tried to make the AK video 10 minutes, and we made him chop a ton out of it. But yeah,
I tried to make it 8 minutes, and then I said cut it down. And so there are other things at play. If you start looking at our other videos, the steering wheel video has 20,000, and that is a video that barely actually talks about installing the steering wheel.
Yeah, it's non-educational.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
Well, it tells you how to do it, but it's also entertaining.
Yeah, it's entertaining in a way that's like kind of joking around, which is another different type of video people want. But what I'm saying is one reason that video is, in my opinion, popular is because that car is kind of crazy. Whether you like it or not, it's got tons of camber, it has super wide fucking wheels, and it's really low. And like, not everybody can have or will have a car like that. Like, whether or not he made that for the internet or he drives it every day, my car is not that low. Like, when I did the Blit video, it's not as sick in a certain way as that car, because my car is not that low. And Kevin's car is not that low. And your car is
I'd say your car's like that low. Is not that
low. My car is pretty low. Yeah. I got a video of you saying, oh, your car is pretty low. So, I mean,
low. But that car has something that our cars don't. And it's that gangster.
It's relatable because it's easy.
That's not easy.
I've said different things bring different people joy, and if you find joy in that, that's great. Not for me.
I'm just so weirded out how it can't be for you. And it's
why?
Not even a little bit.
Why? I feel like you're not a car guy. That's not true. I started out liking that car, and then the more that he talked about it, I was like, ah, shit.
Yeah,
what am I doing here?
That's my point, Ryan. You can't see past the you found out it had Megan arms. Oh, gotta hate on that. Found out it had Godspeed arms. That's even worse. Found out it had what else?
Fuck, I wonder who I learned that from.
I know, but what you're missing, Ryan, is the grand scheme of it all. And I don't think I am,
because if I walked up to that car, if I was like, yo, let me do a feature on that car, it'd be like, yeah, but don't get too close and don't open the fucking door. Oh, hey, what do you got for engine mods? Oh, nothing. Look, I'm going to say some things. We don't need to keep arguing about this because it's none of our cards. But
I also think this is great, though, because this is like a genuine conversation that multiple people are passionate about. I feel like this will.
Okay, fine. I'll keep going. Yeah, I feel like we often joke about like wheels aren't a build. And then a lot of that, to me, kind of just started to feel like this car is mostly just wheels. And yeah, maybe I get to be spoiled by being around dope shit, but that's how it is. So yeah, and I'm not even talking about your car. I'm going to be real fucking arrogant and be like, I'd rather go look at my car, man. Like, fuck, my car is way sicker than that car. But fine, it's not as low, but like, man, it's just a fucking like stock car that's got like some wheels and then some parts to make it fit. And I mean that's hilarious though,
and that's totally true, and that's what's kind of crazy, where it's just like the more you fuck up the car, the crazier it looks somehow, the you know, and it just looks better, and it doesn't, less is more somehow.
I agree. I like I said, I started out like if I saw that car in a lot at a meet, I'd be like sick, and then I think if I spent time closer to the car, eventually I'd be like, oh, like I would. It would start out on such a strong foot.
You can just simply like the aesthetic of something. Maybe you don't really like the aesthetic of that car. I understand. But like for me, the aesthetic level of that car is quite high. Whether or not it has our parts or Godspeed or Megan or any of that shit, it's I can agree that like it's not great. But the aesthetic that he's achieved is very pleasing to me. I really like it.
That's great. Really, but like then it. I've also spent like now 3 years talking to someone who will explain to me how like Toyota doors are too heavy, or the windows don't roll up fast enough, and like the devil's in the details. And now you've created a monster and you're going to cry when it steps on a few buildings. You know what? Maybe before I started doing this podcast, I wouldn't have been so fucking arrogant about it, but I've spent enough time talking to you, Gerard, nitpick things. And now when I get to be nitpicky, you're like, oh, maybe you're just wrong. And it's right, like, no, man,
I'll tell you what,
don't. That's how dad does it.
It does feel like those super crazy levels of those cars do have the shittiest stuff.
Yeah,
because that's all they care about is the easiest way to get to there, to get to that.
Exactly.
Right. But that's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is you've created a monster now that cares about more than that. And now you're sad. Like you're like, oh, you piece of shit for considering all the things that we've taught you over the last however many years of being friends.
I bet you that car doesn't drive nearly as good as any of our cars drive, you know?
No. But
as fast or fuck anything. Like, yeah. It has cool wheels. And I agree with that. Like I said, from afar.
But it also has stock body. It also has stock body. 5.5.
It has
on the front after with stock body. And I'm not saying that like tilted spindles are like fucking super dope or anything. And like 60K springs on VCs are dope. But like, it feels like the dude has tried to achieve something and maybe just didn't know how to do it. So this is the way that he came up with how to do it.
I'm going to go downstairs and take the no mercy stitching out of my steering wheel, because right now you're giving mercy to peasants. Oh, maybe I've heard you shit talk BC coils up and down for years. So anyway.
Yeah, he picked the worst coilovers he possibly could have on there.
But this is the thing. I'm taking all of that into account because,
but Ryan, again,
it's all good, though, because he put 60K springs on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, it doesn't ride as bad as you think. But anyways.
Exactly.
The whole thing is it's a package. Okay? You can have the
Jay-Z
nice.
Jay-Z cheating
on Beyonce. Like, it's like, for me, the car, like, the like, crowning glory of the car is the aesthetic. Like in the end, like
I feel like the crowning glory to me, the it's like the joy I get from using the thing, whether that be looking at it or like driving it hard.
Yeah,
but some cars are built for looking at and other cars are built for driving hard.
Exactly.
Here's and how I'm gonna judge.
Ideally your car can do both.
Part of me is going to look at that and be like, but this was my analogy. I have the thing that I admire and appreciate. And if it's the version of that, what I have is what I want. What that is in that video is not what I want. Also, contextually, like I said, coming from Gerard, it was a harder pill to swallow.
The video was like, hey, here's my car. This is what I've done. And I want to show you guys. That's literally all it is. It's not pretentious. It's not like fucking trying to be, he's not trying to be hard. He's just like, hey, this is my car. This is how I got here. You know, I used to have these wheels. I didn't really like that look. I had these, you know, tilted knuckles, but it didn't quite work out. And now I'm here. So like, this is my favorite iteration of my car. Like, he's just putting it out there. And it's almost like humble. And like, but the car is kind of sick. So it's like, I don't know. Like for me, like I just, that was the aspect that I kind of thought was sort of cool. It wasn't like trying to do anything besides like, hey, look at my car.
Yeah, which and I like, just don't have time. I don't have time for, because why can't that be?
But you watch so many fucking videos. Like the shit you tell me you watch on the YouTube, like a lot of that stuff's probably fairly unnecessary too.
Like what?
You don't have to watch this guy's video, but like, I don't
know. Yeah, I watch a lot because we make videos and I want to know what people watch and what's like what set. And
I'm
like
telling you, some of our videos could be more like this. That was the point of me sending that video to you.
Le boo.
Okay.
You can do that yourself.
It feels like I could.
Yeah, absolutely.
It feels like that video is basic good enough of that you could, that I could.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. And that was kind of
my point. And I feel like you should, maybe I should, and we should make that video, but make it better and make it with parts that are better and cars that are subjectively better. I think my blip would do well in that video.
What about objectively?
I mean, I still think we fucking made that video, but it's fine. It doesn't matter.
the blip video?
No, it's made with Kevin's Altezza.
It's only one car. So
but it's different.
No, right? I know.
Make another video with another car.
Yeah, in the beginning, I'm talking with Kevin. We're talking about a bunch of shit. The audio is terrible. There's a lot in the background. There's a lot going on with the car. We are like talking to each other. It's not the same video. It's not at all the same video.
Yeah, it's better.
What in your opinion makes it so much better?
You two interacting with each other in the beginning.
But that's because you're our friends, Brian.
No, it's not.
It's obviously not garnering the views. It's not like drawing the people in, being like, "Yo, you got to see the way these two guys interact with each other, brother."
It's two fat old guys talking shit, like barely. Like I'm like trying to talk shit. It's not even genuine.
Well, it ends up being no, but it's a genuine version of you two being yourselves, which I enjoy, and that's not just because I'm friends with you guys. That is, I think videos on YouTube that do well, videos in general, are people that are being genuine.
But like,
there is a sense of that. Yeah, but you're even older than me, so I don't know.
When I watch videos, and I can kind of get down with a little bit of joking around here and there. But when the video becomes too much like interaction between people, I'm just like, dude, I don't give a fuck. I'm not there. I'm not hanging out with you guys. This isn't that funny. This isn't that, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean, because I'm the opposite. I'd rather have that understand the person as
I find it a lot of times person. A waste of time.
I do too. Like, I'm not there to watch a video of people hanging out.
Again, one of the most popular videos we've made is just mostly that.
But that's one video, Ryan. It could just be a fucking fluke. I'm just saying.
Kevin's subframe video also does very well, and it's like got a bunch of like shit cut into it.
Yeah, no, it's like, no, like two people talking though, and that one is very much just the all killer.
I mean,
filler.
If you want to get down to it, my CD Pro cutting video is really popular. It's literally just me talking in front of a camera that I've made all the fucking cuts and shit myself. It's not even a good video. I mean, it's like,
but it is because it's good because it explains.
It's extremely informative and it's while being entertaining. Video,
right?
Yeah, that's the thing though, is that
people use YouTube as like a search now.
Yes, you know it's the second biggest search engine in the world.
Like you're just searching for the answer to a question.
I needed to fix my dryer, so I Googled how to take my dryer apart and like what would fix the problem, and then, or not Googled, I watched a YouTube video and it's like, yeah, do this and you'll fix your dryer. That's exactly what it is. So I did that.
Fix your dryer?
But that's one type of video.
Nice.
That is one type of video. And then the other type of video is like
two girls, one cup.
The guys who run a suspension company interacting with each other because you want to understand who those people are. And sometimes you do, and you learn something along the way. So I would say, like, regardless of what you think, I'm actually very proud of the Kevin video when you two are like doing that shit on front of camera. And that video continues to go. Yeah, it's not going to go as hard as some video that's just some dude talking in front of his car. The point here isn't just to be like, how do you get all these views? It's also to inform people about your product and then try to move that product.
Right. But if you can't see what I'm trying to show you with that video, like if you literally took that video and then when you had the B-roll, it was going over the suspension parts and over the wheel, like exactly like how we did with the wheels, but then it's going over the engine bay. But he didn't go. Okay, but listen, man. We did that. You didn't do it the same. Okay, it's different.
It's a much simpler.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Imagine if we did, but
I did imagine it, and then I made it.
Divided.
But you like that guy's version of it, and that's fine.
Yes, and I'm saying, can we? I don't know what's so difficult about this.
It isn't difficult. There's a video you requested, and then you go over our parts with a camera, and you show it. That video has been made. That video doesn't really go over the part. It's got some photos overlap that aren't, like, in the right, like, aspect ratio, and that's fine. That's excusable now.
You mean his or ours?
His. I thought that part was interesting, too.
Like, and that's fine. You can do that. The video that you're talking about, it's just what you actually want is you want that gimbal motion with the beat and the bass and the audio. And I agree, the audio in the videos that we've done isn't great because we need a better microphone. And we all know that. But there's my iteration of that video that you want to make is what I made with Kevin.
And that's one video. That's fine. I'm not saying our video is shit or something. I'm just saying I would like to make a video like that, but in a Serial 9 manner. I like the vibe was very mellow. The vibe was very like, you know, like, anyways, whatever.
I'm going to fight you. Like, I'm going to come to your house and fight you.
30 minutes.
I'm going to get in my car right now and fight you. I'm always like, I'm going to put these lo-fi beats. And you're like, your music sucks. Fuck you. Okay. All right. Next topic.
I don't even remember what the music was like in that video. Did it even have music?
It was chill. It did. Yes. It was like chill. Just like, I don't even think it was cut on the beat. It's fine. It doesn't matter. It's fine. You're going to wake up dead, Jerry. Dead. You hear me? Dead. Okay. Hey.
It also frames the car really nicely. The first view with him in front and the car framed. Like, it somehow just like worked. I don't know. Like maybe you could tell me what kind of lens he used or some shit, but like it just
probably like a wider lens.
The aesthetic was dope.
Yeah, it's an overcast day. It looks like that looks good. And then everything from there for me goes downhill.
All right, moving on.
That's how art works, okay? You know, you don't have to love it. I'm sure we don't have the same idea of our favorite painters or filmmakers, and that's fine. That's okay. I don't even know how the hell I'm going to cut around that. Hey, Kevin.
I feel like it should just be in there. That's what I mean. It was like a passionate talk between people. And that is what people are here for, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real maybe. Life.
But they're going to have to know what car we're talking about. And I mean, they can talk about the car. Because maybe you should just put the fuck car in there. Because like,
no.
It is what it is. We're saying it's sick. And you're saying it's not sick. And I'm saying I don't like really give a fuck that it doesn't have Serial 9 parts. What I'd prefer if it did. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't care that it doesn't have Serial 9 parts either. I'm just saying.
You seem very butthurt that it only had one cool part. Oh, my God.
I'm being nice because my friends own a business that build the proper parts to do the thing.
That's just me.
I mean, you don't got to be nice to us. We know that.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
because I'm not going to be like, the whole car fucking stinks. Like, there's cars that have your parts.
It's like a girl can look hot and she doesn't have to be wearing all these women all the time.
Every time you need an analogy, you're like, it's like you're fucking your girlfriend, or she's like, you go on a date and your girlfriend's wearing this outfit that you don't dig. Anyway,
I mean, that's a very real analogy. Kevin will fucking 100% agree with me on that one.
Kevin has nothing to say on that matter. Kevin learned to keep his mouth shut.
There are 100% cars that have serial 9 parts on it that I'm like, hey, that's not for me.
Right?
And that's fine. Because that's the thing. People are building cars to express themselves.
That's literally our mission statement. Is like, we provide the parts for you to build your dream car or whatever the fuck you want with it. We just give you the best parts and the most versatile and adjustable parts or whatever you want to call it.
It sounds lovely, and I'm here for that.
Nice. One last thing.
I'll just say that I don't really want to talk about this for half an hour.
Yeah.
No, I'm done too. In Japan, a lot of those
cars that we think like look super sick are actually really shitty. Like a lot of those VIP cars.
I'm not the one talking about them. Anyway, go on.
Well, Kevin. Also, one thing that I will say is lots of those cars aren't the top model car either. You know what I mean?
They're often GXs, and
here's the thing. You're just going to ruin it anyway. I don't know what to do with this because I don't want to discourage this person. It's more so the contextually. I think the car does look cool in case they listen to this podcast. I don't know. It was more or less that Gerard, of all people, was sending it to me. And when Gerard sends me something that's not nonsense, which is what he mostly sends me, I expect a bar. And that was below the bar for me. So it was very confusing. And that's all. I think everything else is fine. But the Gerard level of bar on it seemed off. That's all. So there you go, Gerard. That's all. Maybe I'm just disappointed in you. I don't know.
It's interesting you said that because I hadn't seen what Gerard sent. And then when you were like, yo, like, did you get hacked or whatever? I was like, oh, like, I assume it's because Gerard sent Ryan an actual video that he's like serious about.
Yeah.
And Ryan is confused and doesn't know what to do.
Because it's not a nonsensical video.
Because it's just not completely nonsense. Yeah.
At the same time, Gerard Instagrammed me a video of someone's wheels getting ruined as the tires were put on. It's like, oh, your wheels at Neil's. And it's like, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Exactly. Ouch. So in that spirit, I was like, I'm fully going to get into this with Gerard. I'm going to be Gerard about this video. Tell you exactly all the different window speeds. Okay. Hey, Kevin, a while ago, you got a new car. And we've talked about it a little bit. But now you've been living with it.
I haven't lived with it in a while, but yeah, I'm living life. I'm enjoying it. It's pretty snazzy. I think we did talk about it for a bit. I got a 2006 Lexus GS 430. Yeah, if you've been paying attention to the Serial 9 Instagram, you would have seen us developing some new parts for that. So that's super exciting. It honestly reminds me a bunch of the 18 Crown. If I never got that 18 Crown, this car would be like flabbergasting to me. Like all the features and stuff that it has. But I had like half of the stuff that this car has on the 18 Crown, like the remote keyless entry and the backup camera and all that stuff that I'm sure most normal people are like, oh, that's normal. But us car guys are stuck in the past. So, but it does have a bunch of weird features that like it has like adaptive cruise control and like automatic braking and rain sensing windshield wipers, which like that's not my favorite thing. But
rain sensing wipers?
Yeah. It's just a little bit too sensitive, you know? I'm also one of these people that like I like delay turning my wiper on until I like need to have it on, you know? But like this thing is just constantly wiping. Like 10 times more often. Can you not
adjust the sensitivity or?
Yeah, you can, but you can only like turn it up basically.
My beamer used to be like
the lowest. Like, I mean, maybe if you could coat it and like move the whole graph down or something, but like, yeah, like the lowest sensitivity on the auto is still.
Does it wipe too much while you're at a light?
Like at the same no exact clue. Beam? I have no clue.
The beamer is cool because you can coat it.
I kind of think it might not, but yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, when you're sitting at the light, it doesn't wipe at the same frequency. It wipes
like slows down once
every 5 seconds or 10 seconds. And then also once you either rev up the engine or release the brake or press the clutch, it wipes the window instantly. So like when you start moving,
like
it's
the
really
minute
sick.
You're moving. Yeah, that's kind of tech for sure.
But yeah, I assume your car has something like that.
Yeah, I assume it's nothing that technical, but yeah. But yeah, it also feels like, you know, if you're like a driving enthusiast, those are all maybe things that aren't so important to you. You know, I will say this, what's like, you're just driving around in like this completely stock normal car on the highway, and you're like just kind of like looking around or like farting around, you go on your phone for a second, you feel the car slow down, then you like look up and you're like, oh okay, like I guess I need to like pay attention, like, you know. Which is definitely not something I'm used to
having to pay attention.
No, not paying attention. Normally I'm like, yeah, always just always paying attention,
always criticizing the drivers around you. I'm not, yeah, doing the,
well,
move,
they're,
yeah,
they're in my way, you know.
I wanted to originally talk about this like weeks ago, but you guys thought I wanted to talk about the Agassi racetrack. And so you kept cutting me off, and I wanted to talk about your car because Kevin graciously let me borrow the car, so I got to drive it around a bit. And I loved it. And that was at the point when I was like, oh, maybe I should have an ISF. You know, I was like, this car's pretty like good. But maybe, yeah, for getting a car from Japan, like yours has like relatively like pretty low kilometers on it. How many kilometers are on it?
When I got it, it was 79, but now it's quite a bit higher.
Well, how many K have you put on it?
It's at like 91 now, so I mean, I don't know, not that many, but
you put 10K.
I mean, that's
crazy.
I also put those small ass wheels on, so I was just like, is this just racking up the kilometers? Like,
I mean, it can't be that much. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I was just driving, and I was like, this is the future, but like, in the way that Tomorrowland at Disneyland is meant to be the future, I guess. But I was just like, oh, this is great. What a like great, comfy car. And in that moment of driving, and I was like, there's no way Gerard could ever convince me to get a BMW, is what I thought.
Oh, really?
And that's what I wanted to have the conversation about. But anyway, that driving your GS, I was like, oh, this is really good. Like, it's, you know, like, it's super clean on the inside. It feels like you must be like the second owner of the car, and it's been very well taken care of, I feel like. So you got the car, you drove it around for a bit, you put different wheels on it. You've purchased new wheels that you're going to put on.
Yeah. So when I decided to sort of switch over to this car from the 18 Crown, I took the coils off the 18 Crown because I knew they would go on. So I started kind of stacking parts. And then before the car came, I got short spindles because I knew I was going to lower the car. And we don't have the jig for these spindles. We've never really done them. So I was like, I'm just going to get them already done. And like, turn your brain off and just, you know. So yeah, basically Gerard rolled the fenders and I put the coilovers in, and then we basically did some R&D for diff bushings and subframe bushings, and then all the arms Soha and Gerard did, which is a completely new style of clevis and X-bar style that we're transitioning to for all the new, more modern vehicles. So that's exciting. Yeah, just kind of like newer style, more tech, more features, better, cooler machining, just overall better.
And for those of you that don't know, the parts that go on this car will also go on what other Toyota/Lexus chassis?
Lexus IS250, 350, ISF, all the GSs. Yeah, they basically share a lot of the same suspension. So yeah, should have the full lineup for all the newer Toyotas.
So that also fit, also, it should, 18 Crown, probably 20 Crown, Mark X, yeah, like the GRS 120, I think it is, Mark X, and then probably the later Mark X as well, which is, I guess, I don't know the chassis on that one, but yeah, so it covers a lot of cars.
I was going to ask Gerard a question about designing parts for the new chassis. What was that like? Are any hurdles that you had to overcome in designing parts?
I mean, really, when we design parts, we always try to look at the larger sort of like intent of those cars. And, you know, being as how most of those cars are mainly like a street car slash, you know, it's either going to be like a near stock sort of mildly modified car or like a stanced out pretty crazy car. Like as far as any of the compatible chassis being like a race or a drift car, it's fairly rare. Like it's not that they don't exist, but like they never came manual. They never, you know what I mean? There's so many, like the barrier of entry into drifting that car as if it were like an S chassis or an X chassis is pretty high. I mean, you could just take a 350 or even a 450 and put an LSD in it and go drifting out as an automatic. It's just that's less common than taking that car and, you know, putting some fat wheels on it and dumping it, because, you know. So we look at the intent and then basically we sort of formulate a working range for the arms. It's not always just like plus or minus 15 from stock, because nobody really needs to go 15 mil longer than stock. So that was one of the things. In the end, we designed all the arms essentially to go shorter than stock. Majority of the adjustment is on the shorter side. So you can, you know, get camber or move the wheel in to fit a bigger wheel, or move the hub in to fit a bigger wheel, stuff like that. And then basically just like designing them to be like, cause like Kevin said, we're sort of like moving towards a new generation of arms that are super easy to adjust and really cool looking. And just sort of like, these are the same type of arms that are going to be on like higher end, you know, BMWs and more expensive like RCFs. And so everything is designed to be on that level, super lightweight, super aesthetically pleasing, but also strong, and everything's aluminum. There's no, like the U bracket, the clevis end is no longer, you know, welded steel bolt to a bent steel bracket. It's fully like a machined aluminum clevis with, you know, two little bolts to clamp it together. It's really, really trick. If you follow us on Instagram, you would have seen that in the stories, the clevis.
And if you don't, really you should be, because you'd be seeing this.
There you go. I think that's really it. And then obviously when we design these parts, we also take into account like manufacturing, like how it's going to be manufactured. And like, you know, we could design the best parts in the world, but then they'd be super, for some reason, they'd be like incredibly expensive to manufacture. And like, you know, we can't really make any money. And then, or we'd have to sell it for some like exorbitant amount of money, where we could design a part that's both beautiful, strong, light, and easy to manufacture, or easier to manufacture, and then we could sell it at a price point that people can actually enjoy it, and then, you know, make a profit doing so. In the future, we're going to have Soha, our like lead CAD designer, on the podcast, and we could talk about all those sort of things more in depth, about like how we design the parts and prototype them, and the scanning and the 3D printing and the all that kind of cool stuff. So stay tuned for that episode.
So yeah, one thing that is sort of interesting about this suspension is it is quite similar to the previous gen suspension, but just slightly different and slightly more upgraded. The rear spindles or knuckle, I guess you call them, the rear is all aluminum, the bearing bolts to it rather than being pressed into it. Another sort of weird thing is the axles are the newer style, where they don't have stub axles that unbolt from the diff. It just, the whole axle is one piece with goes right into the hub and right into the diff all in one. The front suspension is quite different though.
Front suspension is great. It's all aluminum. Well, most, like the spindle's aluminum, which is amazing.
Spindle's aluminum, but the front lower's not aluminum, and the front upper's not aluminum.
No.
But yeah, the spindle is aluminum. Spindle's aluminum. That's sick. But yeah, one thing that Gerard noticed was basically the amount of offset from the wheel mounting surface to the pivot point of the wheel is greatly reduced on this car. And also there's like a crazy amount of built-in roll center correction over the previous generation of these cars. So it also has a front rack that has quite a good amount of angle stock and pretty decent feeling, but
yeah, the steering feel on these cars is great. It's immensely better than like the 16 and older versions.
First thing I noticed driving the 18 Crown. Yeah. I like drove it home for the first time and like turned into the like exit at McGill and was just like, yo, what?
Yeah,
this car that has nothing done to it feels this good on the turn in. Like,
Yeah, it's heavier, it's smoother, it's like more like linear. It's somehow like the more you turn it, the more the feedback like increases almost. I don't know, it's like hard to describe. It feels very like BMW-esque. Like it's really nice. So yeah, anything else on the GS? So what's it gonna look like? What's the first iteration? It's gonna be slammed.
Yeah, I just want like the Celsior Redux, you know. I just want a car that's super, super low with a bunch of camber and giant chrome wheels and a silly fun summer car.
Hey, will you take it to car meets and like car shows, or what will you do?
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
Take it to Wheatfest.
I'd love to take it to car shows and car meets. That is like Wheatfest. one thing that I like, you know, like the 17, it's just like got all those tiny little spots that like are rough, and like I just don't have the love for that car that I want to have, you know what I mean? Like, you know when your car looks sick and you just like always want to like take it somewhere to take a cool photo of it, or like, you know, I don't have that feeling with that car, because it's like, oh, the rear bumper has this thing and the front lip on this corner has this and like both front fenders are like this, and it's like, so there's no good side to really take a photo from, you know.
So you might take it to some meets and like flex, you know, just floppy flossy a little, and then make me take it to Wheatfest, do that type of thing. Yeah. I think that's great. Are we done with the GS? Is there anything else either of you want to say before I switch gears, so to speak? Or
I put an LSD and different gearing in the BMW.
Oh,
well, that's not about the GS, but okay, good. Right on. You did that, and are you happy? Does it bring you joy?
All Gerard heard was switching gears and was like, oh, he wants to talk about me switching gears in the BMW.
Yeah, because God knows I asked Gerard about the BMW all the time.
Well, anyway, he knows you never ask, so he has
to. Yeah, I'd have to get in there when I can get in there.
Get it in when you can, hey?
Get in when you fit in.
Tell us what you want to say about the BMW, Gerard.
All right, so yeah, the 6-speed manual 330i comes with unbelievably long gearing. Like third gear does over 140 kilometers an hour, so I don't know what fucking fifth and sixth or even four. I guess if you wanted to go, I think the speedo goes to 260, so I think you could probably do that on the Autobahn. However, I have no need to go 260, and I would like some more pep, so I got the stock final drive is 315, which is like, I don't even understand how that's possible. 315 is like an insane, super tall diff. So I got a 364 out of an auto. And then there's this thing called a racing diff, like LSD conversion. It's basically a lunchbox locker, same thing you put in like a Toyota truck. It's got, you know, these plates that go in between your spider gears with some springs and some like kind of pseudo quote unquote clutch plates. You basically just like, long story short, it sort of just jams the side gears apart, and it has the cross shaft has a cam in it, like a actual mechanical LSD, and the more torque is applied, the more it wedges the side gears. So I put that in. I mean, it was like $250, so I figured I'd try it out, and so I finally got it in. LSD, which is amazing in any rear-wheel drive car, so it has an LSD now. It actually works, and the gearing is significantly shorter. So I can't wait to slide it around in the rain and or dry sometime soon. So yeah.
Where will you go to slide it?
Probably, I don't know, some industrial complex or a street. I don't know. I should probably just take it to an event, but I don't know really when I can get to an event.
Well, You're in luck, because there is an event in 2 days. Actually, there's an event happening right now. Right? There's an event happening right now too. Yeah.
Oh yeah. But yeah, there's that Friday. I can't do Friday, but yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I should really just go to an event.
I should. If you want to go, I'll go with you, buddy.
In the crown, if you're gonna take the crown, I'll take the Beamer.
Yeah, sure.
I would need some sort of rear tires though, because I probably can't use the ones on it. I'd probably run some shitty whatever's on the back and do that.
Are those not even your wheels?
They're not. Neither are the tires. So
yeah.
But I mean, yeah, BMW wheels or tires are like $30.
Your tires to a drift event.
But yeah, also I got the 5-on-114 hub conversion, so that's gonna, you know, hopefully go in soon with the Sparkos on it at some point. So yeah.
Yo, that's sick. Giant wheels. On the BMW, Jaddy and Wheels on the BMW.
Yeah, buddy.
That's sick.
Great. Yeah, all right. So Kevin going to car meets and car shows. Would you go? Like, would you take that car so you get it done?
No, we're not switching
gears. We are. No, it is switching gears.
Sorry.
I wanted to talk about you going, like, it's a segue is what we call it in the biz. And then Gerard just barges in and is like, let me tell you about a BMW. No. So
Gerard's the Kool-Aid man with BMW.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So you get the car done. You get the GS done. You get it into UFO mode, as you call it. You're going to, you know, obviously, yeah, you go to Weekfest. That's been done. You do that. That's always kind of on the menu.
Yeah.
But, Kevin, I could be wrong. And the last few years, it feels like you don't care as much about, like, car meets. Car meets have always felt like more of a Gerard thing than a Kevin thing, if that makes sense.
I got a BMW meet, bro. The BMW show coming up, or Euro show, bro. I'm going to go. It's going to be so sick.
Mm. Yeah, I think the
Bratz and Bavaria meet. Is that
Yeah. I saw you and Ryan were both interested, and I'm like, isn't Gerard away? Like,
I didn't even look at the date. I just said, yeah, I'm going. It was dope last year. That was honestly like one of the best shows.
Yeah, we know. We talked about it for a whole podcast.
I know. Sick.
I don't remember.
You're like, dude, you don't understand the Euro market.
Who said they were interested in it?
You know who's not there? Non-homeowners.
Did I say I was interested in it?
I swear when I saw it on my feed that it said Gerard's interested. It said Gerard and Ryan Benoit are interested in this event.
That can't be true. Did I do something nice for Gerard? That part's true. I fucking watch videos I don't care about for the guy, and then I have to fucking fight him in the Thunderdome about it. I mean, maybe. I don't think I did. That doesn't seem. But maybe I should check. Maybe I did a thing. Maybe drunk me. Who was knows? Like, yeah, maybe. Shock job.
Maybe you're doing it right now.
No, I'm not. But yeah, Kevin had a car meet. Have I been to a car meet with Kevin?
Here's the thing. What do you consider a car meet? Like, it's
so
not...
on Fridays, people go every like second Friday.
Like
people
the
drive
time?
Out. Yeah.
Why do you call it chat time? Isn't it chat time?
I think it is chat time, but
yeah, it's just, when people say chat time, it's so weird because it's like that is so unnatural. It's not cha cha like a dance.
Cha cha time.
Pause.
Let's
it.
Find out.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, the logo
is cha time.
It's cha time. Yeah. Like, I don't
it
know
is.
What you're.
But it, just because it's CHA doesn't mean it's cha. It could also be cha.
So, what's the difference? Cha or cha?
Chat time. Not
chat
cha
time?
Time? Yeah, like chat.
I feel like
time.
There's
I feel
only
like
one
you
T.
You originally said chat time.
Sorry?
Yeah, like there's only one T. Like
chat.
Yeah, cha time. Chat
That's
time.
That's what I said the whole time.
You said
like,
cha
it's like,
time.
Yeah, because it's like matcha.
Maybe.
It's like
if it's matcha, like... then sure. But if it's like cha.
But you
like
don't even know.
Tea, no, well, yeah. How do you say tea in Chinese? Cha.
Well, they're Taiwanese. So.
It's bubble tea. Okay, probably. Maybe
yeah,
just next time you go
that.
To a cha time meet, ask the
I've
owner.
Never been, so maybe
if
that's why I
swear...
don't. Maybe that's why I don't know how to pronounce it.
One. Yeah. I thought it was chat time. I'm not even going to lie. I was just look at the logo very quickly, and I'm like, it's chat time. It's you're chatting. Like it makes sense. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then two, Gerard, I also thought you said chat time. Like
I thought you
words,
said
chat, like,
chat time.
Time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was like, Kevin's way closer because this whole time I thought it was like chat to speak time. Anyway,
no.
Like it's a podcast. Okay. Well.
It's a time to talk.
Devil's in the details, right? Yeah, you've never been to one of those. So now you get this UFO meet. You're going to, or UFO meet, you get this UFO car. You're going to fly it out to a local meet? Like, what?
100%.
Where would you take? Fuck. How about
well,
that?
I mean, you know, there's not much else to do with it. You're not going to go drift it. You know what I mean? So you might as well go tootle around to all the meets, you know?
Tootle around.
I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun in the Celsior. Like, I had a lot of fun in the Celsior.
My
and
first
it was
memory
never
of Kevin.
It. And it was never drifting it. So
Kevin and the Celsior at a meet getting a VI is my first real memory of Kevin.
Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Hopefully we've all grown a little bit. Then we'll be having a real chat time on the podcast. Yeah, okay. Yeah. And you would go to some car shows. What kind of car shows would you go to?
I like car meets, I think, maybe even better than shows.
Why do you like car meets better than car shows?
Feels like you have more free reign. Like a car meet, you can come and go as you please. You know, not so much with the car show.
Right.
Car meet, you could decide the minute before the car meet that you want to go, or even late that you want to go. Not so with the car show. You know, you have to sign up in advance, and these days you have to be approved, and like, you know, it just feels like it's a little bit less stressful or like more chilled. It's more grassroots. It's like a grassroots style car show, if you will. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I've always kind of been a little bit more towards car meets as well. I haven't been in a long time. I think the last time I went, I was with Gerard in the he had the blit.
To a car meet?
Yeah.
Was that a chat time meet?
You're really on that function.
No, I think it was, though, wasn't it? What was
yeah, the, it was. The... Yeah, absolutely. We left from the shop and we went out there.
I'd say the last time I went to a car meet was like a touring.
Oh, yeah. You like did.
Eric.
You
just,
what car did you bring to the touring?
Ooh, the one I took the Alteza because the touring was starting right by the shop. And Eric came here. So Eric had his Crown Wagon, I think, and I had my Alteza. And then another time I drove out to Eric's in the 18 Crown and we took his X7 Cressida to Richmond.
Were people interested in the Alteza at the touring event?
I mean, I didn't park with the touring guys. You know what I mean? I kind of parked with the like other people who had modified cars. But I mean, like yeah. It's, I don't know. To me, it fit more than like Eric's Crown Wagon did or like some of the other cars, you know, just because it's like pink with the silly wheels and the silly steering wheel. I had the like tiny, super tiny steering wheel on at the time.
Where are we at with things? Like, it doesn't feel like we actively go to meets. We go to one show a year.
I feel like I don't know about these meets. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
so you're not part of a BMW club and you're not a BMW club member and you get an email and a notification when there's a meet. So like when there's a meet, I can go, like, you know what I mean? Like, they'd be like, hey, do you want to come to the Spanish Banks BMW meet?
Do you want to come like, yes. Beat your own meet?
So, Jerry, I know you want to talk about BMWs, and now this made me think.
Who doesn't want to talk about BMWs, really?
Fucking me, but I don't want you to be offended about what I'm about to ask. Why do BMWs suck? No, sorry. Okay. When you bring your car, because it's not an M car, do you feel like it doesn't garner the same amount of attention? Like, is there? Well, do you feel like there's that level where it's like M cars are a different
100%.
Tier?
Yeah, they are 100% a different tier. So,
are you like the GX guy on the JZX forums right now?
No, I'm not because it's 30, but yeah, it's not too far off. So basically, when I went previously to BMW meets, I had my E87s, so I had my 118 or the 130. Like the 118 like looked cool because it was like lowered on like the 18s and stuff, and because that car doesn't exist here, I felt like it sort of had some sort of relevance to show people like, oh, this is the one series that we never got. And then when I had the 130, that's the highest model of one series hatch that they had, so it's like that's kind of cool. It's like, you know, and they had like the M Sport package and stuff. Like, people literally have never seen that car, and the fact that it was like the Le Mans blue is sort of cool because it's like basically the nicest one series hatch you could buy, except for maybe a 6-speed if you wanted a manual one, but like that was the top. Sorry. So people were still interested in it because like BMW nerds are BMW nerds, and they're like, oh, like, shit, I didn't even know this was a hatchback. I didn't even know if it came in a hatchback, whatever, right? But with the 330 that I have currently, there is absolutely nothing special about it. It's an average car in an average color. The only thing that maybe is special about my particular one is it has a lower ride height and a different wheel that you don't see very often, and they're more fitted than normal. But like realistically, in the grand scheme of things, that's like saying you have a 5.126 inch dick versus a 5-inch dick. You know what I mean? Like barely bigger than average.
I mean, that 1.6 though, you know.
Right. So when I would say bring it with like the Sparkos and the camber, and you know, maybe it's got like,
yo, then cool car guys on the street will know you or what?
No, because then it's like significantly lower than the majority of the Beamers there, significantly more camber than the Beamers there, definitely wheels that like nobody's really seen and only small percentage of like even JDM guys know what the fuck they are. So like that's sort of cool. But that's what I mean. Like to stand out in those Euro crowds, you've got to have something fairly special because the
M-cars exist. There was a joke about you this weekend.
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly. They would if
it was on Sparkos, yeah, you might have
been. If it had the camera in the Sparkos, they'd be like, yo, that thing's sick. But yeah, just because it was what it was. But yeah, anyways, because those cars exist and because like, yeah, the bar is so fucking high. You literally have like 19-year-old kids rolling up with like fully modded G80s. To compete with that, luckily the BMW crowd is fairly diverse, that like dudes roll up in like an E30 328 and like people still appreciate it because it's like in good condition or something, you know, whatever, right? But yeah, there is a
vast... Maybe they just say that to be nice and then they go on their podcast and shit talk it.
There's a vast range, but I think there's a flavor for every, you know, enthusiast. Like I don't know that the G80 guy would ever look at my car no matter what the fuck I did to it. Maybe he just thinks E90s are there for peasants. Who knows? There's probably an E90 guy who will look at my car when it's done and be like, that thing is super sick. Or be like, why the fuck would you ever do that to an E90? You know what I mean? Who knows?
Touche.
So that's kind of why in my world, to start with the 335 wagon from Japan, that already is a special car in the BMW world. Because it never came to North America, but it exists everywhere else. And it's a recognizable car. So that's kind of why that would be a good starting point for that market. Like the sedan is cool because it's recognizable and stuff. But like you could buy a 335 here. You could buy a 335 anywhere in the world. You could buy an M3 sedan. You know what I mean? But short of building an M3 wagon, that's just, you might as well just buy the twin turbo wagon. You know what I mean? So anyway, that's, yeah. Thanks for asking,
Ryan. Yeah, no problem. So if you go like Stancy on that car, are there going to be people Stancy that be boy. Like, oh, he ruined it? You know, like, are you going to have
fully
100%?
Oh, that's wow.
People were already saying he ruined it with the locker.
Oh yeah, yeah. I posted on Facebook. Hey, this is my post. It goes, hey, just to anybody that's wondering, I posted a picture of my car. If anybody's wondering, the Racing Diffs LSD conversion works. I did it with my 364 diff and it's a great upgrade for a 330i. And like half the comments were like, RIP diff, or like, oh, why don't you just weld it? Or like, why would you ever do that? Like I've heard they fully suck and it's just gonna blow up and this and that. Like, you know what I mean? But like there were like a few people that are like, yo, that sounds cool, man. Let me know how it goes, kind of thing, you know? Like, yeah, it's a different world. But I mean it's not so different from like IS guys or fucking any guys.
What's your plan to be top dog?
Are you gonna be top car?
It's got to be an M car, though.
It doesn't. Because the M car, it's like another level. It might as well be a different fucking car. Like, nobody, because I'm also in the N52. This was in the N52 group, which N52 means, like, non-turbo. Like, it's all of, like, the peasant-level cars, basically. And that's kind of the thing with Beamers, is, like, there's an entire crowd of, like, the turbo guys. There's an entire crowd of like the M guys. There's another entire crowd of like the peasant guys, which I'm currently part of the peasant guys.
That's funny to me. Huh. All right. Well, I endured some BMW talk, so I think I've earned this question. Hey, Kevin, will you ever drift your Lexus GS? Is that in the cards?
I'd like to. I'd like to do that in the future.
You know what? I'd like that too.
I feel like that's a bit of a ways away at this point, you know? I'd like to just enjoy my car for a bit too. But with that said, I already did sort of tear into it and start ruining it already. So
you want to enjoy it before you need to replace the taillights all the time, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why that whole thing that Gerard said, like when you start to collect cars, you could have two of everything. So you would have an unstocked GS450 that just drives like beautiful butter. Maybe it's got lowering springs and wheels, you know? But then you got the one that's like got the 6-speed conversion and the hydro e-brake and the fucking solid everything and the gutted interior and like the welded diff. And
so if I understand what you're saying is I need to buy another Alteza and paint it pink.
No, you already have. Yeah. No, you need well, to you buy need two, stock you need two Alteza.
Yeah, and paint it pink.
Stock Alteza RS 200 original and just leave it like that. know.
I thought you didn't like lowering springs. Why did you just say lowering springs?
I'm just saying because, like, you want to keep it stock, but, like, you don't really want it to look totally stock because it's...
One time you told me you would cut springs before I put in lowering springs in.
No, not on a car like that. Car like that, like, deserves a little bit better, you know?
I think I said, like, what do I put lowering springs in the Prius? And you're like, no, kata at it. You're like, you said,
but that's coils, because that's the, like, that won't, I mean, what? I guess that would be better than it is better. Now. But I guess the whole thing is, like, the Prius, that makes it 3% better. Whereas lowering Kevin's car on lowering springs makes it, like, 15% better.
Yeah, do really love the new Prius. Man, the new Prius is a good looking car.
It's fucking weird, dude. It is just...
You shut your mouth. You shut your mouth.
I like it, but it's very weird. The windshield starts at, like, the front of the hood or some shit. Like, it's literally like an entire wedge. And the wheels are huge.
Yeah. That's how they get good gas mileage.
I guess.
You put wagon wheels on it.
Very odd car.
I feel like the Prius has always had big wheels.
No. But his Prius has tiny ass wheels.
Yeah, but his are aftermarket Prius wheels.
Yeah, but 17. I'm just saying they're the same diameter as stock.
But I swear in Ryan's, you could have got them with an 18.
No, you could go to a 17, I think, on that one. On the 2010.
What? Yours is 2010, like
Yeah.
I know this because the diameter is nearly as big as the new one. The new one, the diameter.
No, I agree. But I mean,
but that's the future. That's every car.
Yeah, that's everything, right?
I love the new one.
That's what about the, like, so that good BMW i3 or whatever? That thing those has things giant are wheels.
No, they're super
we're not talking
though
about the same thing, are we?
Yeah, we are.
No.
Yeah,
okay. The i3? Cool. No.
Yeah, that little it's got the wood interior and shit. It's super weird. The wheels are fucked up, super skinny. It's like a 165/20.
Yeah, it's so crazy.
Yeah. Are those things apparently are actually, like, really good cars, hey?
Oh really?
And this is one of their favorite cars, and this is, like, a legit crazy fucking car guy. Raymond from SR.
Yeah.
Has an i3 and it's one of his favorite cars.
Yeah, apparently the new one comes with either 17 or a 19, and then Ryan's came with either a 15 or a 17.
Yeah, but what's the actual tire size on that 19 of the new one? It's fucking
195/50/19.
Yeah, that's pretty big. 195/50 is a big sidewall.
This is a fairly large sidewall. Yeah, it's a 195/60/17 is the 17.
Yeah, that's
17.
Fucking huge.
I don't like the i3. Not for me. Okay.
Yeah, it's definitely something. And I don't know if that something is for me. But
give me that new Prius. Hey, is there anything else you want to talk about?
I mean, as long as we can put some of that, like, kerfuffle in the beginning, then we, like, definitely got, like, a brief podcast.
I'm sure, like, for some reason, it'll just be like, I'm a piece of shit. But that's fine.
No, I think you could just edit it where, like, it's not obvious the car that we're talking about or something, you know what I mean?
I mean, honestly, like, okay, so what's the worst thing that's going to happen if it gets out that we're talking about that guy's car? What's the
nothing
worst
it just makes it's just me being a bad person. It's not bad for you guys because you're defending it.
I don't think it makes you a bad person either.
Yeah, I don't think it does either.
I don't like that Gerard sent it to me anyway. I don't like people playing on my phone. Is there anything we want to shout out right now for part
in the pipeline? Okay, get this, we got the full drive-by-wire setup is coming out. The
yes for 1JZ.
Yeah, so for the 1J, we have a throttle body adapter. It uses a VQ35 throttle body. Why does it use a VQ35 throttle body instead of a Bosch Motorsport, when you ask? Well, A, they're very readily available. B, they're a good size. C, they're reliable because they're OEM. And D, they're cheap. So you can either find one at the wrecker for like $40, or you can pocket it if you're real savvy, or you could buy it on Rock Auto for like $150.
And by savvy, you mean cheap?
You mean
a thief?
Immoral?
Yeah, exactly.
Immoral.
And then also, so we made a really nifty drive-by-wire pedal adapter. So it's a very universal pedal adapter. It'll 100% work on all Toyotas, Toyotas that we mess with anyways, and it'll probably work on most Nissans as well, because the bolt pattern that mounts to the car is adjustable. The pedal itself mounting, like the pedal to bracket, is also it covers the G35 and 350Z pedal. It also covers Toyota Camry pedal, so 03 to 07 Camry, and then all G35, G37, 350Z, 370Z pedal, which are also free or cheap at the wrecker, readily available, or you buy it brand new, either OEM or Rock Auto for like $150. And the pedal bracket itself is adjustable up, down, in, out, left, right, infinitely adjustable. It's super strong, real thick aluminum. And yeah, you get a drive-by-wire pedal. You can adjust the pedal perfectly for heel and toe or your gap to your brake pedal. And yeah, those will be coming out soon. The throttle body adapter is probably $100 maybe. And the bracket for the pedal, maybe $50 to $75. So yeah, universal parts, really easy solutions to get drive-by-wire into your car. We could talk about why drive-by-wire is better next time.
Okay,
ooh,
great.
That's a good one.
Well, oh, good. Well, with that, I just want to say thanks for tuning in, listening to the podcast. Appreciate it. Appreciate you. And until next time, adieu to you and you and you. Toodles.
Thanks for listening to Serial Podcast 9.